This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Cash, debit, or Bitcoin? That could become the new mantra for gas station attendants and coffee baristas everywhere. The online currency is quickly being adopted at brick-and-mortar stores nationally and across Colorado. While Bitcoin offers huge promise for the tech savvy, many are still trying to figure out what it is and how it works, including KUNC's Grace Hood.
Actually, obtaining this currency is harder than you'd think. There's a way to pay dollars for Bitcoin, just like you'd exchange dollars for euros or pounds. So I decided to get a little coin before doing this story.
I do not know what I'm doing. Coinbase. Seems like that could be a good way to get into Bitcoin. So I'm going to sign up.
45 minutes later, I had no Bitcoin, and I was running late for an interview at the Alley Cat Coffee House. It's a Fort Collins coffee shop that started accepting the currency in January. Here, over a dozen customers have used the currency, spending about $100, says owner Mark Williams. For him, the appeal is twofold. It costs very little to set up, and Williams likes the idea of sticking it to the credit card companies.
Their fees are so outrageous. I mean, it's nothing for us to run $1,000 a month in credit card fees. And so Bitcoin offers an alternative to that. It doesn't have all those costs associated.
So how does a transaction work?
This is essentially the public address.
Tim Grote is an IT consultant who set up Alley Cat and two other Colorado businesses to accept Bitcoin.
So it's, like I said, a mailbox. This is an address you can put money into. No one can take money out of it. It's like a one-way mailbox.
Grote references a small sheet of paper near the cash register with a code that you can scan with your Android smartphone.
So it's really as simple as getting that address set up.
I get a few more pointers from Grote for setting up my Bitcoin exchange. All customers and businesses need a wallet, including me if I want to spend it. Since I have an iPhone, I can't use that device for transactions. Apple doesn't offer an application, but Android phones do. So I need to use Coinbase on my laptop. I've got the Coinbase website up. I'm going to plug in my email. Okay, I'm going to buy some Bitcoin, but I have to verify my bank account first. It says it could take 1 to 3 days, so I'm going to go out and do another interview. Inside the Greeley Cosmic Market and gas station, a large Bitcoin poster hangs in the window. It says, "Take the power back. Let the banks eat cake." A large yellow sticker near the credit card machine says Bitcoin in black letters.
I wanted to get $20 on pump number one, please.
Okay, will that be Bitcoin, cash, or credit?
I think I'll do cash today.
And you're all set, ma'am. You have a good day.
Owner Shahzad Sarwar says he's one of the first gas stations in the country to accept Bitcoin. A computer programmer by day, he says working with the online currency just makes sense.
Well, I'm always into new technology, new things. So what I really like about it is the reliable transfer of money between one person and another.
But there are disadvantages, like volatility. In 2013, one Bitcoin was worth as little as $13. Then the cost shot up to over $1,000. Today, it's around $800. And it has a shady past. The online drug market Silk Road was based on the currency before the feds shut it down last October. It's since come out of the shadows. Today, companies like Overstock.com accept it. Which brings me back to making my first Bitcoin purchase. I would like to get about $20 in Bitcoin. So to complete my purchase, I need to verify phone number.
Let's see, what just happened here? Confused.
It says, to finish setup, please install the Authority app by going to this website. Okay, yeah, it looks like I can install it. Enter in my email address again. All right, success! I'm about to withdraw $20 from my checking account, but it will arrive in my Coinbase account in 4 business days. Well, that's unfortunate because my last interview for this story is just in a couple hours here.
Sheep Draw Veterinary Hospital. This is Amber. How can I help you?
This Greeley Vet Clinic started accepting Bitcoin 1 month ago. There are no signs advertising Bitcoin, and it's only mentioned as a payment option on the business's website.
We don't anticipate anything soon. We just want to be set up, and if people want to use it, we want to accommodate them.
Owner and veterinarian Roger Klingenberg started accepting the currency because his son and wife are passionate about Bitcoin. He says he likes the idea of offering different payment options. But as far as advertising it?
I don't think it'd do a lot of good. I think our average client would say, well, yeah, you take Bitcoin, so what?
As far as my $20 in Bitcoin goes, later this week, my virtual wallet will be heavier. I just need to make sure I have plenty of time to plan ahead for my first Bitcoin purchase. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.